Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Good morning, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Text into the conversation if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Joining me now for Boat Smart is Captain Stefan Schmidt.
Captain.
Okay.
I've been called a lot of things. And
aren't you the captain of your boat, though, right?
Captain. Some people call me professor. I don't even know if I like that. I'd rather be a captain.
Oh, I like, man, I missed that. I'm going to write that one down. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you are. You're a teacher. You're instructor. Yes, you're professor. I like it.
It's a college professor. I guess so. Interesting. I wonder if my pay goes up.
One
if
can
I call
hope.
Myself professor.
Cross those fingers.
I don't know. It's worth every penny. I tell you what, I really enjoy working over there at Georgetown Technical College and working with my students and those kind of things. So, you know, enjoy it. That's for sure.
Yes.
You are listening to Boat Smart. And as Jenna said, it is a call-in show, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620 is the number. You can call or text any comments, questions that you may have. Maybe you're looking at buying a boat. Maybe you have a problem with your boat. Or maybe you just want to know about general maintenance or anything like that. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. Check them out on Facebook. They got their specials on there, consignments, those kind of things. So check them out on Facebook as well. Friend them, and you can know what's going on out there at Key Marine. Customer appreciation discount time has started on November 1st, and all customers will receive 25% discount off of labor until January 31st of 2022. So take advantage of that. You know, it's getting cold outside and a little bit, and people kind of start thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and that kind of stuff coming up and New Year's and all. And they don't think about their boat much when it gets cold. So I recommend that what you need to do, this cold snap is a reminder to you to say, okay, now's a great time to go get my boat serviced, and I'm going to call Key Marine and get that set up so I could apply for that 25% discount off of labor. And right now is a great time to do that. So you can save you some money. You're maybe not using your boat because it's a little chilly outside. And, you know, just go out there and save some money and get your boat serviced during this little bit of an off season that sometimes we get during this time of year here in the panhandle of Florida. Some people don't use their boats that much this time of year. We do have the air show coming up this weekend, and it's out at Pensacola Beach. Is that
so
correct?
So excited.
Jenna?
Yes, you'll
it
see
started.
News radio down there, Cat Country. You'll see the whole gang hanging out. Are you coming down?
Okay. And I don't remember our air show this time of year at the beach.
No.
I thought usually in July, correct?
Yeah, so we have the Blue Angels homecoming every year, but it's usually on base. But I'm not sure. I don't want – please don't quote me. But if it's due to COVID or other restrictions on base, they're having it at the beach instead, which is so much fun.
You know, I think it would be a great time for you to go out in your boat today and maybe tomorrow. The temperature's going to be a little warmer tomorrow. I think it's going to be up in the 70s, low 70s tomorrow, and the sun's going to be shining. So I think it would be a great time to sit out there on your boat and watch the air show. When I do the air show, I always go out by boat, and I'll sit over there on the sound side, and I'll watch the air show from there. So it'd probably be a good time to go out there and enjoy that air show this weekend. So by boat would probably be a great way to do that. I know that beach gets jammed up with cars on these big weekends. So maybe think about taking your boat out there. Maybe, hey, if you're out there in your boat, give us a call, 850-437-1620, or planning on going out there. Let us know if you're planning on doing that. I'd love to hear from you. You can call or text and let us know if you're going out there to the air show. I'm the marine instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Everybody that listens to the show hopefully knows that by now. Professor Schmidt is the name. Georgetown
yes,
is located at 2400 Lonely Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu is the website. You can go to that chat feature on there, and we have open enrollment. Scholarships are available. Pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. I've visited with three potential students this week. I got another one scheduled for next week, and we continue to get students who are interested in our class, or potential students. They come by and talk to me, and I just enjoy speaking with people that are fixing to come into my class or wanting to come into my class, and talking to them ahead of time, and so I can get to know them a little bit and see what their goals are, and maybe what they're wanting to do as a career, or maybe a hobby, or what have you, you know. And I really enjoy talking to people when they come in. And to me, to me, when a person comes into the school and they talk to me first, and then we walk around in my program and I get to see or get to talk to them about what their needs are, and I get to tell them how we run our class and that kind of stuff. And I think it really gives a good start for that student, rather than one that just shows up on day one, have no idea who they are. They show up and I don't really have any idea of what direction they want to go, or their background or anything. I think the ones that come in and see me ahead of time really have a step up on the ones that just show up on day one. And I don't mind them showing up on day one. That's great. You know, you do that, but I think it's a good idea to come by and see me so you can get a good feel of what we do, the way my class runs and that kind of stuff, to make sure that you're a good fit for my classroom. So, you know, and what we're going to do as far as, I don't want to say like my classroom, but you understand what we do and how we do things, I guess is the words I want to use there. I hope that everybody would be a good fit when they come in. If they're interested in the marine industry and learning this career field, it should be a good fit for them. But sometimes it's just a thing of, hey, I like to be around boats, or I like water and swimming and fishing and that kind of stuff. And that helps with that, that being able to just come in and have a good right foot ahead of the other as you step on board the Marine Service class.
We did learn that. Only with
right?
your right foot, Stephen.
Yep, right
not
foot
ever going to make that mistake again.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to have them come in, and I get excited about talking to new people when they come in. And I'll tell you, we're really having a great time this year and learning so much. I do have a waiting list right now still, and it continues to grow. Although I'm looking at my list, and in January, I'm going to put about 4 to 6 people in my class, load it back up again, so we can get that waiting list whittled down. So if you're interested in my class, come by and see me, and talk to the counselors, and let's get you started in that class over there at Georgetown Marine Service Technology class. So as I was saying, it was been a great week at school. We did our What Did You Learn Last Night, and our What Did You Learn sessions are running about 45 minutes long, 40 to 45 minutes long, and we do this on Thursdays. And my students, if you haven't heard me talk about What Did You Learn on Thursday nights, my students go around the class, and my students get to talk about what they learned during the week. And again, if it's a brand new student, they can learn something about safety. If a student has been there a while, it could be something about gear cases or something like that. Or it's a student that maybe is working out in field part-time and it comes in, and I've had many times students will talk about what they're learning in the field when they're working part-time jobs and then coming to school. And that's a great learning tool as well, because my students get a good feel of how it is out in the field when they're working. I have one student, his name's Alec. He's actually working over at a electronics dealership here in town. And they do some high-end boats and things like that. And he was talking last night during his What Did You Learn, where they were trying to run a wire or some wiring for some electronics up to the upper station through a tower. And as he talked about it, he said they were having a very difficult time getting this wire through these stations. So when we talk about the upper station and that kind of stuff, Mary, we're talking about the actual upper controls. A lot of these boats will have a fishing tower on it or upper platform. And a lot of times the boat owners or captains want some electronics up top, and you have to run these electronic cables up through the legs of the tower. And sometimes that can be a difficult task for it to happen, because especially if you got steering in there, you have your shift and throttle cables, you have some other electrical items up there, key switches and stuff like that, running through the legs of these towers to the upper station. And he was saying how long it was taking them to actually get a wire ran or a string ran through that tower leg to get what they need up to that upper station to run this to run the electronics that they're needing to run on that upper station. So he mentioned that during your What Did You Learn? And I took advantage of that and talked to the students about, because I'm very familiar with rigging upper stations, and not only dual stations, but triple stations. You know, you got three different stations up above the actual lower station. And I've rigged those in my lifetime, my career time. And sometimes you cannot get a wire through, or a cable, what have you, through those legs. And sometimes you have to de-rig. In other words, you have to take, maybe you have a shift cable that you can take loose, tie a good string or a pull cord to it, pull that actual shift cable out, and then attach the stuff that you need to pull through, the cabling or wires or whatever you got to pull through, to that shift cable that you just pulled out, and then pull it all back up through at one time and hope that works. So when we do What Did You Learn, the students get to learn stuff like that that they don't get to learn in the classroom. And it's great to have that time where they can bring the students that are working in the field can bring that into the classroom, and students actually learn from that experience. They'll run into it out in the field, and I say, hey, I heard Alex talk about that in the classroom, and this is what he did. So it's a pretty good time up there. We like doing that. And last night was the first we did our October Student of the Month, and Student of the Month for October was Mary. And, you know, I talked about Mary a few weeks ago. She was a Student of the Week, but now she's the Student of the Month. And that's when our students get to vote on their fellow students to become Student of the Month. And I've talked about this in the past. It's so great to hear what other students have to say about each other during this time. I get to see what they say when they vote. I ask them to vote for a student, and they make a comment, and then I turn that into a letter that I sign, and I give them a certificate, and they get a tool from a wide variety of tools that we have that a nice gentleman has donated to our classroom to give out to the students. He feels like that was so important to invest some tool stuff into my classroom during the Student of the Month time. I used to give away a t-shirt and a cup, right? You know, that's what I did for Student of the Month. And I had this gentleman step up that gives tools away. And we do that on a monthly basis. And the Student of the Month gets to get a nice tool valued of about $100 or so.
Whoa.
Sometimes more.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. Is it? Yep. Can you just do like a hair straightening tool if I win, if that's cool? No?
I'll get you a t-shirt or a cup or something. So,
you, yep. Come on.
I noticed that you accepted my invitation for the advisory meeting.
I guess I'm very excited and honored to come sit with all of you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I sent out an invitation. We have our advisory meeting coming up on the December 2nd. And I have over 40 different dealerships and independents on my advisory meeting email, okay? I don't know how many is going to show up because everybody seems to be accepting this invitation.
Oh,
I'm
yay.
Hoping that, yeah, and we always have a good advisory meeting. My advisory group is so strong and so good, and they're so good about helping me with my classroom and stuff like that. So I'm excited about this advisory meeting coming up in December. It's on December 2nd. It's on a Thursday. And we provide a nice meal. We have a little conversation and that kind of stuff. And we also have, like, Yamaha and Mercury will be there. We have Mercury or Yamaha will be there probably online with us. They'll do it virtually from the Atlanta area. And we have different people that come that way as well. And I'm telling you something. Our advisory meeting is state of the art. We provide a great meal. We have a very good meeting. We talk about what we need to talk about. It's not a wasted time. And Mr. Wiggins has set up a virtual setting that if you can't make it to the meeting, or maybe you're out of town person, because I do have some people out of town that we provide employees to, they can be there virtually. And I guess if anything, out of all this stuff that we've done in the past for I don't even like to say COVID anymore, but you know what I'm talking about, all that stuff that we had to deal with, that's a good thing that came out of it, because now we're able to reach out further virtually and get people involved in our advisory meeting, which is a good thing as well. So it's a state of the art. I believe when people start talking, the camera points at them and they can hear them and they can see who's talking. And then when the person is online, they come up on some big screen TVs. So it's like they are almost there. They can almost smell the food. So that's how good it is. I wonder if I get Mr. Wiggins to pipe that food smell out. What do you think?
You know, I think he would at least try.
Yeah, he should try that. I think he should try to do that. And I think that'll be a fun thing to do. And that'll get him interested in coming in, because we have a culinary department that does a great job there, and they always provide a top-notch five-star meal for my advisory people. So it's a good time, and we really enjoy it. And then you can come down to the classroom and talk to me, and I'll show you around. And Jenna, I hope you have some time to do that when you come by. We're going to walk you around a little bit, and maybe if you can have a little extra time, I don't know what your schedule's like, we could get Mr. Wiggins to walk you around the campus and show you the other classes that we have going as well. So maybe you have time
that.
To do that.
I'll wear
so
my walking shoes.
Okay, get your walking shoes on, get your notepad with you, and I'll have Mr. Wiggins walk you around and show you the areas and things like that, and he loves it when I volunteer him for these kind of things. So Mr. Wiggins, I'm thanking you ahead of time. I know he's listening to the show today, so thank you, Mr. Wiggins. I also like to thank you for this. I got a brand new computer in my classroom. I've been dealing with computer problems since June, and I think there was an issue trying to get computers, and I finally got a brand new one for my instructor and computer. I now have, I'm running five screens in my room. I love technology, and I love having these screens behind me and up in the front, and it's great for lectures and things like that. And so we got my new computer hooked up, and Mr. Wiggins imaged it for me. I installed everything on it and got it running, and he loves me for that, because a lot of times he'll give a computer to an instructor, and they don't have no idea what to do. I kind of grab it and say, okay, let me do this. I'll set it up myself, and it don't take me very long. And if I do have a problem, Mr. Wiggins helps me out on that. So that was a good thing this week, and I'm just excited about that. Now I can settle down and have my files and everything where I need them. So it's good to have that stuff and the backing that we get from our administration and from our IT. I'm not going to say people, because it's only Mr. Wiggins. He works hard. That guy. He's a tall guy. You'll meet him, Jenna. He's really tall, and that's a good thing, because he walks a lot and he gets there quickly. So he does a lot of stuff around that school that nobody knows that he's doing in the background, keeping all those computers. I'm sure we've probably got 1,500 or so computers. Maybe, Mr. Wiggins, you can text that in. How many computers do you take care of? 850-437-1620 is the phone number. You're listening to Boat Smart. I'll take any questions or comments that you may have. I'd love to talk to you. I like getting a text. Last week was so much fun. I had a great time with that show. So call us, text us, even the funny stuff. I'll take that, and we'll talk about that too. So a great time last week on the show, and a good time going into school this week. So we just had a good time at school. I tell you what, I went to Key Marine. I didn't get a chance to talk about this. I don't think I did last week. And they have expanded their shop area, and they are really doing a top-notch shop, really high end out there at Key Marine. They've expanded. They bought some little bit of property out there, and I think they're going to have like a party kind of thing coming up in February where the customers can come by and visit and see the shop and that kind of stuff. So I think that's coming up in February. I'll find out more about that, but I've been out there visiting, and it's amazing the changes that they've done out there and how that helps not only the customers, but the technicians. They just really, when you see a nice, clean shop and organized and that kind of stuff. I told you I had a lunch with Chance, and he was so excited about the shop, because now he has his own area that he works out of, and he doesn't have to move around a lot. So it really helps the technician to have a nice, clean, organized shop to work in. And I think that's a big deal for many of my students as they go into the field. They want a good shop to work in, a nice, clean area. They want, of course, they want to have good pay, of course, and benefits if you got those. And they also want to be able to go to school. And Key Marine falls in that category all the way down the line. They pay their technicians well. They have a shop that works with their technicians and helps them to be more productive, which in turn gives them more money and gives the dealership more money and continues to grow that shop area. They have benefits and schooling and all that stuff. So Key Marine does a great job with that. And that is when I look at dealerships, and I don't know, Jen, have you ever taken your car to a place or and you go in there and the shop's dirty and nasty and you think, do I really want to take my car here? And the technician could have a great reputation. But when you start looking at the shop and that kind of stuff, a lot of times that's a reflection on the type of work that those locations do. If it's nasty and dirty and disorganized, a lot of times your boat may come out of there nasty and dirty and disorganized or not fixed correctly. But Key Marine does it right. And their shop is a reflection of the work that they do and the type of quality work that they do out there at Key Marine. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I didn't get a chance to do that last week and what they're doing out there at Key Marine. So it's just a good time. We've been working on stern drives at school, and I don't talk much about stern drives. I guess it's because as far as my class is concerned, the first three sections, the first 750 hours are outboards. And all the way from two-stroke, four-stroke, then laptop-type stuff. So I don't really get into stern drives. A lot of times, my students go to work right after they get out of outboards, they go to work in a co-op position, and sometimes I don't really teach the stern drives to a lot of students and the gear cases and things like that. And I kind of get away from that a little bit maybe, when they go to work, sometimes they work at a dealership and they learn it there. Okay. Rather than me teaching it, they're learning it at the dealerships. But sometimes I have a student that will go to work at a dealership that does not do any stern drives. Okay. I have one student in particular, his name's Riley, and Riley is a co-op student, and he's working at a dealership that is outboards only, Mercury Yamaha outboards. That's what they do. And he doesn't get a chance to put his hands on stern drives. So what we do with the students that do not have the ability to get on stern drives, I ask them, hey, would you like to come into the shop a couple nights a week and do stern drive work or inboards and drive work and things like that? So Riley is coming in two and three times a week and working with another student that's a full-time student. He arranges his classroom work so he can work with Riley when Riley comes in, and they work together building stern drives and learning the Mercruisers and the inboards and the Yamaha gear cases and things like that. So we give them the opportunity to do that if they want to come in and touch on that. So this is a great time for us to have these co-ops or come back into our classroom and put their hands on this stuff. It's fun. It works really well when they show up and they do that. And I'm going to give a great credit to my co-op students because they're working a full-time job and then they're coming in the classroom for 3 hours, two or three times a week to work on, to learn more, right? So that's great. And that just really benefits them. And it benefits my full-time students that are there to get into these stern drives and work on them. So they are building an alpha stern drive right now. They took and this is one of our units that we have there that I allow students to take apart and put back together. And they took this thing apart. They're learning how to set up the gears, the bearings, seals, and things like that, and how to shim it correctly and put it back together. This time has ran out. I've done nothing but talk the whole show through.
That's all right. That's your job.
That's my job, to talk. Professor talks a lot. How about that?
Yes, there you go. I think that was good.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to pick up on stern drives next week. I do want to talk about those more. I know there's some stern drive customers out there. But let me thank Key Marine. I talked to them about them a lot today. They sponsored this show, and that's why we are here. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Check them out. Get advantage of that 25% discount from now until January 31st. Do it. You will save money. You will save time when the season comes to get your boat ready right now instead of waiting. That way, when it does get warm outside and you're using your boat, you know, it's ready to go. So check out Key Marine. Give them a call. Take advantage of that 25% discount. And have fun and be safe at the air show if you're out there today. Thank y'all. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Stefan. Yes, we do look forward to the air show this weekend. Going to be so much fun. In fact, it's time for Fun Friday. But first, we're going to get a quick break. Oh, I see Candy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've got something good coming up in the news?
Martha Saunders, as you probably know, sticking around for another year. I'm pretty excited.
Awesome.
Go Argos.
Woohoo.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans.
President Biden applauding the latest numbers out reflecting an economy regaining momentum with 531,000 jobs added in October, the unemployment rate dropping to 4.6%. The president wrapped up the press conference saying he was going to make calls to get Congress to approve his